A big issue in the Salish Sea right now is concern about increasing oil tanker traffic. Plans by Kinder Morgan to expand its Trans Mountain pipeline could more than triple the amount of crude oil arriving at the pipeline's terminus in Vancouver, BC. The new provincial government there has joined with First Nations and environmental activist groups in lawsuits against it, but Canada's federal government has approved it. So how would the government ensure safe passage of all that new oil? You're listening to KNKX, and in the latest installment of our series, Return to the Salish Sea, 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to the Port of Vancouver to meet Brian Young, Director of Marine Operations for Canada's Pacific Pilotage Authority. He began by describing what it was like as a young mariner from East India, working his way up to being in charge of huge ships worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
It gives you a lot to think about to make sure that your decisions are sound.
It's a lot of important responsibility.
Absolutely. It makes a better person out of you, I believe. And of course, it facilitates lots of the world's trade.
And so the work you do now is helping to administer pilots, right?
That's correct. Worldwide, ships which sail from one country to another, from one port to the other, are required by law to take on local mariners, known as pilots or marine pilots, who are licensed by a local authority to navigate the ships in and out of port. So I work for the Pacific Pilotage Authority, which is a federal crown corporation which regulates and administers marine pilotage on the coast of BC.
And the whole point is to make sure that things don't spill, right?
Safety of navigation is the most important. Irrespective of what the cargo is in the ship, we want to keep those ships in safe waters at all times.
Is it tricky here, the navigation in this particular area?
The pilots are seasoned mariners and are well trained. In areas where the traffic density is higher than normal along the route, and in areas where geography or the waters are narrower than normal, it could be tricky, but the pilots are well trained to make sure they realize the issues for the entire route, that they're aware of the weather, the currents, and the tides for the entire passage, so that they can keep the master and his team well appraised along the entire route.
This is also the port, and it's actually one of the busiest, if not the busiest, on the west coast of North America. So tell me a little bit about what we're seeing here. There are a lot of grain terminals around.
Mm-hmm. So the Port of Vancouver is one of the busiest ports in North America, definitely on the west coast. It's also the port for our neighboring provinces as well. Mm-hmm. So mainly bulk grain from the prairies. You got bulk oil, and then you got the containers.
Right now I've heard there's about 5 oil tankers per month?
That's right. In the last 3 or 4 years, we've averaged anywhere between 40 to 60, 65 tankers a year.
And when they come through, one of your guys, a pilot, would jump on and help navigate?
That's correct. Depending on the size of the tankers and the cargo they carry, there could be 2 pilots on board, especially the loaded Aframax tankers which leave Kinder Morgan, for example. And those 2 pilots are on the ship all the way till the pilot station in Victoria.
And what are they doing? Are they calling the shots completely? I mean, do they have control of the vessel?
As per Canadian law, the pilots have the navigational conduct of the ships while they are within pilotage waters. So yes, they call the shots in consultation with the captain and his team, and they make sure that when they board a ship or on an outbound ship before they depart, the captain, the navigators, and the pilot discuss the plan all the way from commencement to destination to make sure they're all on the same page. Then the pilot executes the passage.
So assuming that the much talked about Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion goes through, I assume that would make more work for pilots.
There'll definitely be more work for pilots. From a training perspective, all the pilots have already been trained because we're already doing the job with just fewer tankers. Mm-hmm. All new apprentices who come on will be appropriately trained, but they don't get onto those tankers till they are a 7th-year pilot.
Because if it's twinned, it would really dramatically change the mix of traffic here. They're talking about as much as a 7-fold increase in oil tanker traffic.
True. If you compare the numbers of tankers, should the project come to fruition, to what it is now, yes, it's 7-fold. If you compare the number of tankers with the overall number of ships, we generally have about 3,500 vessels which call Vancouver in any given year. And if the Kinder Morgan goes up to 400 from about 50, it's a volume which we have to be prepared for, but it's not a volume significant enough to cause us much concern. In the middle 90s, the pilots averaged about 14,000 assignments a year. We're currently trending in the 12,000 assignments a year, so we know we've got a buffer already built in and we can cater to the demand.
Should the public feel reassured that they're protected from the prospect of oil spills, which lots of people like to bring up in regards to the pipeline here, because of pilots doing their work?
Absolutely. Pilots are an additional barrier to things going wrong. Pilotage on the BC coast is non-competitive. So there's no commercial pressures involved, and a pilot calls the shots, he calls the shots.
Brian Young, Director of Marine Operations for the Pacific Pilotage Authority here in Vancouver, BC. Thank you so much for your time and your work.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you as well.
Next week on Return to the Salish Sea, we go to the River Elwha to see how the nearshore ecology is recovering after the world's largest dam removal. You can learn more about our series and see lots of photos at our special project website, salishseareturn.org.